Simon & Schuster Audio presents Under the Color of Law by Michael McGarrity. Read by David Purdom.
Alonzo Herrera, nicknamed Cloudy by his fellow Santa Fe police officers because of his piss-poor attitude and constant complaining, cursed as he rolled his unit to a stop in front of a metal security gate at the front end of a dirt driveway. He didn't like working day shifts, didn't like driving through snow and slush, and didn't like checking on some rich bitch citizen an out-of-state relative was worried about. He opened the window and punched the call button on the speaker box. An early morning storm had left 2 inches of snow on the ground, and the cold February wind felt raw against his face. The absence of tire tracks in the driveway probably meant that Mrs. Phyllis Terrell wasn't at home. He would have to hoof it up the driveway and get his feet wet and his shoes dirty just to report he'd been unable to make contact with the occupant. He reviewed the notes he'd scribbled when dispatch had assigned him the call. He was looking for Mrs. Phyllis Terrell, age 52, 5'4", blonde and blue, weight 120, health excellent. When Terrell had failed to show up on an early morning flight from Albuquerque to Washington, D.C., her sister, who had been waiting at the airport for her,